This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And tonight we are giving a special shout-out to our affiliates in Lexington, Kentucky. That would be WZXI, AM 1280 and 95.5. Also, Salem, Oregon, KSLM, 1220 AM, 104.3 FM. And Seattle, Washington, our good friends up there listening to us on KITZ, AM 920 and AM 1400. And a big shout-out to the Bremerton Navy base up there, too. Now, we also salute our brave military men and women all across the country listening to us around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And don't forget about all the people that are working on the Third Watch right now. We've got the butchers, we've got the bakers, the candlestick makers, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the maintenance workers, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, that are all sorting your mail for delivery today. And thanks for all that you guys do keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and we'll have some special news for you Monday morning. Can't wait to tell you, but you got to wait till Monday morning to tell you. All right, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and let's see if I can do this right. Here's Ron. Good morning.
Hello.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Here's Ron.
Remind me of Ed McMahon.
I did that for Flip. Well, I could do Ed McMahon pretty good, but I'm doing that because of Flip. Flip wanted me to do that. He goes, Ron Edwards. All right, ready to say the pledge. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. We have an international incident now involved with the Iranian situation where they have the crew from the Japanese vessel. Happens to be, let's see, 11 Russians, I believe it's 10 or 11 Filipinos and one Georgian, which is actually Ukraine, members of the crew who are being detained right now and handled in the same manner that our U.S. Navy sailors were a few years ago. Remember that?
I certainly do. And the question everyone should be asking is, why on earth are they doing this? If they're not detaining people, as I've heard them say, why is it that these people are still there? I don't think that they volunteer to be where they are right now.
Well, I know why. They don't want anybody telling the real world the whole world that it was Iran that was responsible for this. They're playing the line that they had nothing to do with any of this, and they don't want anybody to tell what they know about what happened. See, their ship didn't sink. Their ship is still floating adrift because they had to shut it down. They couldn't steer it any longer. So that's kind of hard to be on a great big huge tanker out there there with a mechanism that you can't control the ship, so they decided to abandon it. Now, in the meantime, four tugboats showed up to hook onto that baby and push it back to port. Iranian gunboats are now there saying, nope, can't touch it.
Well, see, now Iran is, in my opinion,
international piracy.
Is committing international piracy and is stepping on too many toes. And it's about time that there's international pressure against this nation. One of the problems that has occurred is that the Europeans have been very, very slow to come around and help the United States cripple Iran economically. They've still wanted to take their oil and whatever and basically thumb their nose at the United States. And I hopefully, before it's too late, the world will wake up and stand up to Iran. Iran has no right to continue to try to bully other nations in this manner. And something has to be done.
Well, I believe what the cargo that they've actually got control of right now, I believe, is the liquid petrified gas, petroleum gas, rather, which is very valuable, much more so than gasoline.
Yeah.
And they are going to hold that ship hostage, mark my words, until somebody pays a ransom to get it and the crew back, and that would be Japan.
Well, I tell you, in a way, I think in the long run, it's going to work in America's favor. Because America, well, at least Trump, since Trump has been trying to warn the world about the Iranian situation, and now you've got Japan, you've got the Russians, you've got all these people, some of who have been...
Well, you got 11 Russians being detained. What do you think Vladimir is going to do about that?
Well, he might have the stones to do something.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, so something's going to happen. It's because something has to happen. You cannot, no nation can be allowed to continue to create a situation like this. Can you imagine if this does not get fixed, and how if they become more emboldened, how this would harm the world's economy?
Well, they thought they were going. See, what their whole goal is, Ron, and we know this. They need to have $100 a barrel oil for them to turn a profit based on what it costs for them to produce it, because they have such an expensive process. They need to have $100 a barrel oil. So that's what they're trying to do, any way they can get it. All right, and hold that thought, because when they come back, we'll have more on this. This is time to take our break, folks, and I am talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We'll be playing one of those at the bottom of the hour. So don't go anywhere. We shall return right after these messages. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, what are you doing for lunch today? Well, if you're down here in my neck of the woods, how about trying the Hidden Gem of Bradenton, which is listed in the Florida Tourist Guide. So when you come down here and you pick up one of those Florida Tourist Guides and you look to see what's in Bradenton, one of the places is going to be Mixon Fruit Farms. And inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store is the Mixon Groveside Cafe. Now, they've got some really good food there because their Cuban sandwich is world famous, and I do mean world famous. It's a pressed Cuban that's made to absolute perfection, and they will make it just exactly the way you want it to be. And let me tell you something. Grandma's pot roast, slow cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. Oh, boy, BLT sandwiches with the applewood bacon, some of the best bacon I've ever had, stacked high, you betcha. And then, of course, the amazing Superman sub, or the nightclub sub, which is really good. And they've got a burger, which is called the forklift burger. It's large and in charge, seasoned to perfection, with your choice of cheese, and I guarantee it won't disappoint you. And when you're all done, guess what? Time for the orange swirl ice cream that Mixon Fruit Farms is so famous for. So, stop by 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Again, for you tourists that are out there, send your Florida tourist guide. And you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Ron Edwards, I just made you hungry, didn't I?
Absolutely, you sure did.
Okay, now, we have a lot of things, obviously, going on in the world in which we live in. The border czar yesterday was picked, Tom Holman, former ICE director, pretty sharp guy, worked under Barack Obama. He knew his stuff, and he supposedly is going to take charge in about another week or two.
You know, I have been saying for months and months, every time I see this guy in an interview, I have been saying that he should be picked to run our border situation.
He knows more about than the people running the border. He really does.
And he's a tough guy, and yep. I mean that in a good way.
Yep, absolutely.
And now that he's been picked, although I did hear another report that read something that he said, well, I haven't actually decided yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he's just saying that I think he will take the job.
Well, the reason for that is because he's a paid consultant, commentator at Fox News.
Right.
And you have to give them a little bit of notice. I remember when Huckabee was running for governor, he had to give them like a week or two before he left.
Yeah, so I hope he does go ahead and take the position, because we need someone who has those opinions and will not back down, because this border situation is it's crazy. Now you've got California, speaking of the border situation, trying to go to court and stop the construction of the border wall down there.
Exactly.
While at the same time, talk about retardation, at the same time you got Los Angeles fighting against their suburbs, saying that they're dropping in their homelessness into the city, meaning that there's too many. So if you don't want the wall, wouldn't that mean that you're okay with continuing to flood your state with illegals?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. Now, and I'm talking, folks, to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Now, the other thing is we do have this situation with, I believe it's 5,200 people are reported to be quarantined for measles, mumps, and chickenpox.
Yeah. Yeah, and you cannot – you got that situation, which is horrible – but also you've got the threat of bubonic plague and other diseases that are coming into this country that have been wiped out. We're not a part of our situation here in the United States. And for these people, whether it's in California or Washington, D.C., to continue to battle against this president more than they're willing to battle against diseases coming into this country by thousands and thousands of sick people every single week is a shame, more than a shame. And the Trump administration, I don't know what they can do, because I know each state has its own sovereignty.
Yeah.
But California is one of those areas that's producing a very dangerous situation for not only Californians, but potentially for this country, because illegals are allowed to come into this country there and elsewhere, in Rome, wherever they please. And so it's a very sick situation. And I've heard you talk about this, how police officers go into certain areas of Los Angeles and come out sick.
Yeah, they've actually had several of them come down testing positive. You know,
this is horrible. You've got, in my opinion, a national emergency concerning just diseases being brought in by these people.
Yeah.
So, We've got to do something fast.
Yeah. Now, something else that's going on here. Kellyanne Conway yesterday was accused by the inspector general for one of the agencies. And by the way, he was a Obama appointee, accused her of violating the Hatch Act and recommended that she be fired right away. Well, to that, I say, let's see. Nancy Pelosi has done a lot of the same stuff that Kellyanne Conway's been accused of. Adam Schiff, gosh, where do you want to go? Nadler, Jerry Nadler, Maxine Waters, they've all done some of that. And nobody's calling for them to be removed.
Of course not. You know, it's a double standard. The one thing that the Democrats and people on the left in general specialize in is a double standard. They've all expressed their opinions, whether it was Way Out Waters talking about Impeach 45, whether it's many of the others saying that, you know, he should be in jail, whatever. And for Kellyanne Conway, who's been expressing her opinion, which happens to be positive in regards to the president, they don't want the president to be surrounded by people that have positive opinions, and so they feel that if you express that opinion and it's good towards Trump, you gotta go. To that I say bunk. It's a bunch of bunk, and you in this country cannot kick somebody out of a job because they have an opinion.
Now, we've got the Democratic debate coming up Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday, the president will be announcing here in Orlando, Florida, when they're having a debate in Miami, day number two, that he's running for president again. My Vice President Pence, I believe, will be here with the president. And it's going to be a big deal. 8 p.m. starts in Orlando, Florida, at the Amway Center. Now, I will tell you that we have about 80,000 people signed up for an arena that holds 20,000 sitting and about 10,000 standing. Everybody else that shows up will be outside.
You know what they ought to do is shift it, if they could.
Football stadium.
If they can. Yeah. Just shift it to a football stadium.
Right.
You talk about sending a message. If they were to send it to a football stadium, I would guarantee you they'd have 150,000 people wanting tickets.
Well, first of all, the football stadium in Orlando won't hold that many. It'll hold 40, but
certainly
could put double in there if you needed to.
The double, you know, more and more people would just want tickets because of the larger, arena or facility. It just shows you that this president is very popular.
Now, if they were going to the Swamp or if they were going to Tallahassee to play up there, they could definitely get 100,000 there.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm just saying that they need to put it in a larger venue. Even if it's just 40,000, that's still double where it's going to be. So this president is very popular. The press doesn't like it. The Democrats don't like it. And I don't blame them because...
Joe Biden the other day had 80 people for the big rally he had.
He had a huge crowd. Man alive.
Yeah,
oh,
80.
It was 85.
It was 85?
Yeah.
Five more than what I thought.
Oh, yeah. Big stuff, man.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, I remember when Hillary was, they were trying to make the crowd look bigger by scrunching everybody closer together so they could make the shot a little closer and it looked like as if they were 35 deep for her, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, well, it's a good thing that, not that many Americans are following these people. They understand, increasing numbers of Americans are understanding the clear and present danger that the Democrats pose for this republic. And I think that despite the polls that you read and I read and hear about, I think the Trumpster's popularity, I would say, if truth be told, is somewhere close to 60%.
Well, it's definitely more than 50. It's definitely more than 50. I'll go with that. Definitely more than 50.
Yeah, that's just my guess.
Yep. And there's more Democrats that are coming over to the side of the president because they realize that their party is not doing them any favors by, and they're concerned. Some of these people are concerned about the border and the wall and national security. So, again, that's a subject that's winning them over. But here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we will talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and catch him by going over to his website, theronedwards.com. That's theronedwards.com. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the Pentagon agree there is no question it was Iran that attacked two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan saying the United States is working closely with all of the countries involved and its other allies.
The focus for myself and Ambassador Bolton and Secretary Pompeo is to build international consensus to this international problem.
Iran denying responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, the crew of one of the tankers involved claims it was struck by flying objects, which seems to contradict reports from the Pentagon of floating mines. A federal appeals court blocking the Trump administration's ban on abortions for undocumented teens in government custody. The ruling citing the long-standing Supreme Court precedent on abortion. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
If leftists in California have their way, the Golden State will forever be tarnished. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Not that long ago, California symbolized a sense of youthful optimism. She was a magnet for those seeking a better opportunity. Her cities were one time symbols of great civility, especially San Francisco, which was one of the five most beautiful cities on earth. Unfortunately, those of the political left, whose longtime goal has been to collapse our beloved republic, have taken full control of the political reins in that state and are furiously working to literally destroy her via sanctuary cities. Being overrun by illegal border crossers, of course, and Skid Row bums. Former Attorney General Eric the Red Holder once made reference to utilizing California as an example of how to collapse America as a whole in order to advance the political agenda of the left, which includes the elimination of free speech, freedom of thought, and opportunities for all, replacing them with misery and godless government control from cradle to grave. My fellow Americans, I believe we shall overcome such madness, but there is no time to waste. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy, because I know that more and more young people, talked to some last night, are not headed straight off to college from high school anymore. Now, many of them have gone to technical schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay them more than a college degree if they got to college and got a degree right off the bat. Now, if you want to make even more money than that, and you want to take your skills somewhere, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy. Now, they can fill the void that you have, and they can give you a career path with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more. That's pretty good. Now, check them out online to find out more about them at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 1-800-659-2080, the number again, 1-800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up the door full speed ahead, as they say, full speed ahead for you. All right. Now, we just have the news. Just keeps coming and coming and coming about different things that are going on here in the world in which we live. The president is doing a bang-up job. The Democrats don't want to give him credit for it. Nobody really wants to have him, sound like as if he's doing a good job on the other side of the aisle. They're just doing everything they can to make his life miserable. I get that. And here's something that was said yesterday. You're going to hear Nancy Pelosi to begin with. Then you're going to hear the president commenting about what Nancy Pelosi had to say. Listen to this.
We are honoring our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Yesterday, the president gave us once again evidence that he does not know right from wrong. It's a very sad thing. Very sad thing that he does not know right from wrong. I believe that he has been involved in a criminal cover-up.
Mr. President, was there a criminal cover-up?
Well, you know what? I'll go with what Mark Levin said, because nobody could say it better. It's a fascist statement. It's a disgraceful statement. I call her Nervous Nancy. She's a nervous wreck. And I'll tell you what, for her to make a statement like that is outrageous. Her party got caught spying. I mean, if you look at what happened, Hillary Clinton, with the money that ultimately went to Russia for the fake dossier, that total fake pile of stuff, that money gets paid. And by the way, the amount of money that was paid, and was paid by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and it went to Russia, that's the criminal. And when you look at what happened in terms of the campaign, when you look at what happened in terms of the spying, she never mentions that. Isn't it amazing that constantly, every day, somebody gets a letter, come into Congress, because, you know, it's like death through a thousand wounds. And I will tell you, it's so unfair what they're doing, and I really think that people are wise to it. But when Nancy Pelosi makes a statement like that, she ought to be ashamed of herself. It's a disgrace.
And Jess, she spent most of her time condemning you in her press conference. What else is new? Meanwhile,
well, the big thing, though, is they spied on my campaign. That's probably one of the great criminal acts of all time. Now,
you know, Mr. President, it was kind of interesting. Andy McCabe.
What happened.
Now, whenever these Democrats, these progressive left liberal socialist Democrats, say something, remember this one statement. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, whatever you've done, blame it on the other guy. That statement was made by Saul Alinsky, the now-dead radical community organizer who had that advice for his Marxist America-hating students. One of them, Hillary Clinton. Another one, Barack Obama. They learned, and Hillary was the star pupil. Remember that. I'm going to repeat it. Just remember this. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, whatever you've done, blame it on the other guy. So when you heard Nancy blaming the president and calling him unworthy and untrustworthy, that's what she is. That's what she's been. That's what they all are. I mean, good God. Okay, let's listen to this for a second.
The FBI with dirt on a political opponent, though, Mr. President. Wouldn't the Democrats accuse you of using the FBI to investigate political opponents?
Oh, absolutely. Look, here's the bottom line. They spied on my campaign and they got caught, okay? They spied on my campaign and they got caught. Whether it's the insurance policy that just in case Hillary Clinton loses, we have an insurance policy essentially saying to take him out. This is probably the worst or certainly one of the worst political scandals in the history of our country.
It's actually a double standard. It's such a double standard because they actually did it.
Yeah, they actually did it, and it's been proven, and they got caught at it. And what are we doing about it? Well, we have an attorney general by the name of William Barr, who the Democrats, the progressive left, liberal socialist, tried to discredit. They're trying to hold him in contempt of Congress, as well as others. But here's the thing, okay? They are accusing this president of doing exactly what they themselves did, and they got caught. And I believe the more that they get in on this, the worse it's going to be for them. Now, you want to hear something really strange here? This is Andrew McCabe. Listen to this short little blurb.
We are told that the AG wants to investigate the investigators. Do you have anything that you regret? And what do you think the chances are that in that investigation, they find that people at the top, whether it was you or somebody else, let's say somebody else, not you, did things that they should not have done or did them in a way they should not have done them? What do you think the chances that comes up?
I'd be very surprised to hear about anything like that emanating from the decisions that were made or the actions that were taken within the FBI. I'm very familiar with those actions and those decisions. I wouldn't make any of the decisions I made any differently. And I know that we've been down this road before. We've been under investigation about the events of the Russian investigation and, of course, the Clinton email investigation since January of 2017. And so far, the efforts of the IG and others who've looked into it have found repeatedly no indication of bias, no indication of improper considerations in any of the decisions we made. So I'd be surprised to hear anything different coming from this investigation.
Now, that's Andrew McCabe. Remember him? I'm going to have more when I come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin in my bass boat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and the boys were going up to the Intercoastal, you know, for a fishing tournament over the weekend there, and just thought I'd check in with you on the way up. You know, I was walking out to the mailbox the other day when I was actually up on dry dock, and I got a piece of mail from the city. I opened it up. And it's a ticket from one of them blooming red light cameras. But the funny thing is, my bass boat and my trailer's so big, that's the only thing in the picture. So it looks like I got a ticket for floating my bass boat down Highway 41. Can you imagine?
Stay
tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin in his bass boat. Alrighty, speaking of bass boats and water, it's time for a beach and boating forecast for the weekend here in the Tampa Bay area. For you folks that are coming down here to Florida, it's going to be a pretty good weekend. Now, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, there will be some scattered showers around, possible thunderstorms this afternoon. We're going back to what we call our normal pattern, where we have rain in the afternoon or early evening, if you will. Winds will be out of the east starting out today, up to about 10 miles an hour. However, they'll be pretty calm, fairly low during the day. The seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The surf right now, the water temperature in the Gulf is 86 degrees. In the Bay, it's 85 degrees. Our high tide was at 2:27 a.m. Our low tide is coming this morning at 6:20 a.m. And there'll be an afternoon sea breeze, along with the chance of a few showers. We'll see how that all plays out. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And keep in mind, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa will tell you an amazing story. When you join the Freedom Boat Club, you have access to over 400 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they have 185 locations, which are located across the country, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with 2 more coming soon. Now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee just as a discount. Now, if you happen to be active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time membership fee. And all you pay after that is a monthly fee. It's a tremendous opportunity. So why not take advantage of it? Now remember, your membership will also give you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. And all you have to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or call them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's a great, great, great group. I am a member myself, and I wholeheartedly believe in what they do. Now, let's see. We just got a message here from somebody. Let's see what this is. Oh, good morning, Sony. How are you? She says she's extremely concerned about the war on cops that's happening again. Well, it never stopped, Sony. It never stopped. And there is a problem. We do know that. And hopefully, we got to rely on each other here to protect our police and our firefighters and our military. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. And don't be afraid. Oh, I don't want to get involved. No, you need to get involved. If you hear somebody making threats about a police officer or someone in law enforcement in general, whether it's police, sheriff, state trooper, whatever, you need to get involved. Absolutely, positively. Now, have you got a Facebook account? A lot of you do, but listen to this program. Facebook's process to label you a hate agent has now been revealed in an article put forth by Breitbart. Now, Facebook monitors the offline behavior of its users to determine if they should be categorized as a hate agent, according to a document provided to Breitbart News by a source within the social media giant. Now, the document was entitled Hate Agent Policy Review, outlines a series of signals that Facebook uses to determine if someone ought to be categorized as a hate agent and banned from the platform. Now, those signals include a wide gap of on and off platform behavior. If you praise the wrong individual, interview them or appear at events alongside them, Facebook may categorize you as a hate agent. Think about that for a minute. That is bad stuff. Bad juju, as they like to say. And Facebook may also categorize you as a hate agent if you self-identify with or advocate for a designated hateful ideology. Now, if you associate with a designated hate entity, one of the examples cited by Facebook as a hate entity includes Islam critic Tommy Robinson. Or, if you have tattoos or hate symbols or hate slogans, the document cites no real examples of these, but the media and the anti-racism adversary programs increasingly label themselves with hate symbols, different tattoos, depending on what they say. If pictures show up with that on it, well, you might be a hate agent, and you might get banned from Facebook. So, the powers that be, and they are just exactly that, the powers that be, are really clamping down on things right now. So be careful what you put on Facebook. Be careful what you put on Twitter. Now, my Twitter account is tied to my Facebook account. Every time I post something on Facebook, it goes on Twitter. Every time I post something on Twitter, it goes on Facebook. I realize there's other accounts you can, you know, or other different social websites that you can use. Me Too is one of them. And you can certainly have a lot of fun there. Now, I want to finish off Andrew McCabe very quickly here. Short piece that he had to say.
Different hat for a second. You work at his counsel for Congress now, and they come to you and say, what's your opinion on this? Should we impeach or not? Do you think we have what we need for an impeachment inquiry? Because clearly they're stuck, but I think they're looking at it through a political lens of consequence more than anything else. Do you believe that an impeachment inquiry is warranted based on what you understand and what has come out in the Mueller report?
Absolutely. Chris, I'm not a political person. I'm not a political operative. I respect the House leadership and the fact that they may be considering, you know, a lot of polls and political strategy in the way they're figuring out what to do next.
Well, Andrew McCabe, and we're running out of time, so I can't play all of that. So what I'll do is that's to be continued on Monday morning when we come back in. But Andrew McCabe playing to the audience, the Pied Piper playing to the people that are already in the mix. Now, listen, folks, it's going to be a great day this weekend, going to be a great weekend, a lot of things going on. Get yourself ready. If you're going to go over to Orlando, if you're coming down from Georgia or coming from anywhere in the state or other states to see the president in Orlando when he announces that he's going to be running for a second term on Tuesday at the Amway Center, get prepared. Be prepared. You are not just going to be able to pull in downtown and park anywhere you want. Is it going to work that way? You're probably going to have to park at one of the areas where there's a shuttle bus that's moving in and out. So you want to find out about that long before you get into the area and get a surprise, because all the streets downtown will be shut off because the president's there and the vice president's there. That's the way they'll be doing that. So keep that in mind. And we'll have more about that on Monday's show. I'll have more information as to what's going on. Okay. I'll see you all Monday morning. You have a great weekend. Make sure that you go out and say thank you to a military person or a first responder. God bless.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.